Blog Talk Radio.
This is RadioOnFire.com. I go by the name of Diamond K. Thank you for joining me. A lot of topics that I want to touch on today, obviously, and a lot of things that we're going to get into. Radio on Fire has a lot of specials going on right now. Visit RadioOnFire.com and click the Get Promo link. A lot of packages for people promoting specials, events, and recording artists, projects, services, things like that. RadioOnFire.com is where you can go to find out all about that. Now, entertainment news, we're going to cover some of that today. We're also going to cover some political news, as there's a lot of that going on as well. And some world news, obviously, going to touch on that. So hitting a lot of different things today here on the Diamond K Show. Generally speaking, 7 p.m. here, new shows are going to air. And, for the most part, we will be live. So, as I said, social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Diamond K Show, RadioOnFire.com, and at Radio on Fire Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Now, I'm going to start with a bit of local news here. 4 people were shot in South Baltimore over the last 24 hours. Wednesday evening, Pigtown section of South Baltimore. Police were called to the 1100 block of Carroll Street about 6 p.m. on Wednesday, where they found 3 men who had been shot near a playground. And according to officials, an 18-year-old man suffered a hand injury, a 23-year-old man, and a 47-year-old man suffered injuries to their feet. The 4th victim, a 23-year-old man, was shot multiple times and had already been taken to a hospital by friends. Police say that the victims found at the scene suffered non-life-threatening injuries, but there is no word on the condition of the man who was taken to the hospital. All that going down in Baltimore. I mean, as the weather gets warmer, as we enter into the as the spring becomes the summer, a lot of times people tend to turn up a bit. And, we definitely don't want a murder count the way that we had last year. So hopefully things will turn down. Absolutely. So we're gonna get into all of those things. Damn it. We are doing this live, by the way. This is going down live here from the Radio on Fire headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, a Trump delegate, son of a former top Maryland Republican, has been arrested on child pornography charges. American delegate, a Maryland delegate for Republican candidate Donald Trump, and son of former state Republican leader, has been charged with making and possessing child pornography and other offenses. Imagine that. Caleb Andrew Bailey, 30 years old, allegedly filmed child pornography for distribution. This right here is a federal crime, right? Now, the indictment that was handed down on Thursday also charged the Wardorf man with owning illegal weapons and transporting explosives. Now, he is the son of Collins Bailey, a former vice chair of the state Republican Party. Now, on February 18th, postal police and postal inspectors responded to a U.S. Postal Service facility in Capitol Heights, Maryland, and found ammunition and explosives from a package that ruptured open. So, allegedly, ruptured open. But however, they got it open. Agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives also responded when called by the postal inspectors. Now, the package contained 119 rounds of reloaded 50 caliber cartridges and 200 rounds of 14.5 millimeter spotting projectiles with explosive charges. What was he trying to do? Now, court documents also claimed that on February 25th and March the 3rd, USPS Customs Service received calls from someone who gave a false name in the first call, but identified himself as Caleb Bailey in the second call. Now, he gave the tracking number for the recovered package in question and said that it had not yet been delivered. Imagine that, dummy. Now, neither Bailey nor the person whom the shipment was addressed to had a federal license to transport explosives. So for people that want to transport explosives, you can't do it because you need a federal license. And if you don't have a federal license, you know, your package might get ruptured open. Now, law enforcement agencies arranged a meeting with Bailey at the postal facility on May 5th so he could provide information on the missing package, that is in question. So he doesn't get his package, his illegal package. So he calls the package, But when the agreed time happened, he did not show up. I guess he had time to think about it. And he said, I don't know if I should go there. Let me go make some child porn. I mean, you know, what is wrong with this guy? But that same day, agencies executed a search warrant at a neighboring property tied to Bailey, including his home, and they found a machine gun there. Now, apparently, they found evidence of other criminal activity as well, and which gets to the real bad part about this whole thing. I mean, you know, the illegal weapons and all that stuff is bad, but when you get to some of the things that they allegedly found with him, the indictment also claims that he produced child pornography. What a piece of crap. All right. From March 2015 until January 2016. I mean, how low can you go? Now, if convicted, he could face up to 10 years in prison for the explosives part and 15 to 30 years for the production and attempted production of child pornography, and then up to another 10 years for even possessing child pornography. He's detained pending the hearing and initial appearances. May the 24th, he'll be in district court in Greenbelt. You know what they say? That the people in jail really, really take care of the child molesters and child pornography people. So, it's not going to be an easy road for you, buddy. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Also, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Diamond K Show. Also on Snapchat at The Diamond K Show. And as we said, RadioOnFire.com. The Diamond K Show, new episodes drop daily at 7 p.m. All right. So on to some other news. Kylie Jenner and Party Next Door quickly move on from Tiger and Kehlani relationships to each other. Now, it was just a couple weeks ago, it seemed like, that Party Next Door was at the hospital bedside of the suicidal love of his life, Kehlani, following the, Kyrie Irving cheating scandal. Remember, we talked about that. And Tiger was sporting that Kylie Jenner tattoo on his arm. Man, it was all good just a couple weeks ago. However, TMZ spotted the rumored new couple, Kylie Jenner and Party Next Door, leaving the TCL Theater in Hollywood after catching Russell Simmons' All Deaf Comedy Jam on Wednesday. And they were all, you know, hugged up. And but like I said, it's just a rumored couple. But this would explain the pic that Party Next Door posted on IG a week ago. Kyrie Irving is probably somewhere having a good laugh. Just glad that Kehlani is out of his life. Wow. Okay, I mean, you know, these Hollywood types waste no time switching up. And a lot of times they're switching up with the, you know, with the same kind of rotating the same people. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Also, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at The Diamond K Show. Now, on to some more pressing news, some more serious news. The gun, and we talked about this in previous shows as well, the gun that George Zimmerman used to kill Trayvon Martin has been sold. And it has been sold for $120,000. $120,000 was the winning bid for the gun that was used to kill Trayvon Martin. And it took George Zimmerman 3 tries to sell the Kel-Tec PF 9mm. He initially listed it in an auction last week on gunbroker.com. The website removed that before the bidding began after all of the negative press that came along with it. The weapon was then posted on United Gun Group. But the auction was flooded with trolls with names like racist, Mick Shootface, and fake Ted Cruz. And they submitted fake bids topping $65 million. I mean, clearly they were just, you know what I mean, messing around on a very serious matter. I mean, why is it so special for somebody to own this weapon? But TMZ reported that the United Gun Group then added a private email verification to sift through all the fake bids and relisted it with a total of 7 verified bidders participated in this stupid, disrespectful auction. And and offers, rather, and verifying the funds and all that kind of good stuff. George Zimmerman, you know, parading and talking about how he, a former neighborhood watchman, shot and killed Trayvon Martin, and he sold. One of these days, he is going to get something that what is, but I'll be really glad whenever it happens to George Zimmerman, him confronting the 17-year-old who whipped his ass and could not handle a 17-year-old. But such is life. He sold the gun. And, of course, he told the police that this unarmed looked suspicious. Who the fuck are you? You know what I mean? I mean, he's just a security guard. But acquitted Zimmerman, second-degree murder and of manslaughter. So there you go with that. Yeah, hopefully this is the end. I mean, just go away. Just disappear. Stay out of the media. I think he finds ways to keep popping up and keep popping up. And I said this on previous. For white people who don't seem to understand why black people are so angry, and George Zimmerman specifically, and George Zimmerman being acquitted of this back in the day, to O.J. Simpson, about O.J. Simpson getting off killing Nicole Simpson. You remember that? That's how black people feel about understand it a bit. Also, in the news right now, just 24 hours, an Egypt Air flight carrying 66 people from Paris to Cairo crashed in the Mediterranean Sea. Now, there's a lot of controversy about this. So the plane, you know, veered left and veered right, went down, crashed into the water. They found some debris. Now the Egypt Air people are saying this debris is not from their airplane. And they're coming to this conclusion by saying that the colors of the plane don't match the colors of the plane that took off yesterday. So this is a heavy travel waterway, so a lot of planes coming and going through here. Oh, when's the last time a plane's been missing while we're just going to have plane parts in the water? Doesn't make sense, right? So as more time is going, now they're trying to speculate maybe this was some type of a terrorist attack. Now, usually a terrorist attack, the terrorist groups come out and claim responsibility, because what's the purpose of them doing the act if they don't, you know, claim responsibility for it? Because the whole thing about a terrorist attack is they want to cause terror. And these terrorist groups like their names attached to stuff. So when they do stuff, they come out and say, yo, you know that plane that went down? Yeah, we did that, right? That has not happened yet. So I'm kind of skeptical about whether it's a terrorist group per se. Now, they're saying that there were three air marshals on board flight that went down. And usually they're saying that there are only two on board. So they're trying to say maybe it's something funky going on with that. They're doing this whole check as to everybody who had any contact with the Egyptian air plane. That was, like I said, going from Paris to Cairo. I mean, it's not that far. But 66 passengers on board, all, you know, presumed to be dead. So now this whole investigation is going to start. But you can't really start it until you get some of these key things. Obviously, they want the black box that's telling them what's going on. There's been conflicting reports as to whether or not a stress call went out. Of course, the military is saying Egypt, no, that didn't happen. We didn't get any of that. But the aircraft was 10 to 15 miles inside Egypt, and they were at an altitude of 37,000 feet. And then the plane turned 90 degrees left, and then 360 degrees to the right, and then dropping from 38,000 to 15,000 feet, and then it was all done, like 10,000 feet. Then it just dropped. Plane gone, no more airplane. So they're saying it's too early to tell what happened. Paris, just, you know, in the midst of a lot of terrorism. They got some big, big soccer matches coming up. And the people over there definitely are scared about the potential of more violence, because this soccer thing that they have coming up it's like a bunch of the Super Bowls mixed together. So if they can't get a handle on this thing, sporting events, obviously places in Paris that a lot of people are going to be at, is definitely going to cause some confusion. So I do want to say this. This was not an American plane, so we don't want Americans to get too shaken up. I mean, you know, it's all obviously that, it's obviously tricky whenever you get on a plane. You're always running that risk every time you're on a plane, no matter what. But this was an Egyptian plane. The Egyptian military denied, as I said, that they received any distress call. Time is going to tell what happens. I don't know if you remember that there was a plane that went missing a couple years ago. And low-key, they found the skeletal remains of that plane in the Philippines. Skeletal remains, meaning all the people on the plane, bunch of skeletons, kind of crazy. But, you know, when these planes go missing, it's talked about, it's out there. If they find and when they find, it's usually kind of, we found a plane. It's just kind of done. But the absence of a distress call suggests that whatever sent the airplane plummeting into the sea was sudden and quick. They didn't have time to put out the distress call. But I'm not saying that the Egyptian police are not, you know, trying some funny stuff here, because you don't want people panicking. And I'm sure that it's a lot of panic going on. But the possibility that a terror attack brought down the aircraft obviously is there until we find out exactly what happened or exactly what they're putting out that happened. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Also, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Diamond K Show. Also on Snapchat at The Diamond K Show. Now, we will also be talking a little bit about some of the upcoming events this weekend, this Sunday to be exact. I will be hosting a red carpet. We're going to be doing a red carpet at the White Party. This is the 11th annual White Party. This is the sixth year that the Diamond K Show has been a part of this. So we're going to be on the red carpet at Pier 6 here in Baltimore. Tickets still available for the infamous White Party going down. And so last year I had a chance to talk with the mayor, Baltimore's mayor, on the red carpet amongst other people. Who knows who is going to be stopping by to speak with the Diamond K Show and Radio on Fire this Sunday at the all-white party. Now, with that being said, I think that the police here in Baltimore, are right now on alert. And they're on alert because on Monday, the verdict is expected to come down in this latest trial of the police officers that last handled Freddie Gray. Court will convene Monday morning when Judge Barry Williams will issue a verdict in the trial of Officer Edward Nero. But before the close of closing arguments, Williams also grilled the defense. This happened today, including the attorney. Now, further questioning the prosecutor and all of that. So a lot of things going down, and I think that he's going to be acquitted. Obviously, I think that he's going to get off. Now, how will people react to that? Are people still fired up? I was down in front of the courthouse several times today and during the week, and the protesters out front, there were not many, there were some. At some points in times, there were just two. So the outrage level for the Freddie Gray situation has weaned some. And I think that giving the money to the family definitely took some of the wind out of the sails, so to speak. And, you know, so whatever this verdict is, I do not predict that there's going to be massive looting or any type of violence. I don't predict that at all. And I'm hoping that that's the case, because we still have more officers to go. And tearing up the city is not going to help anything. It's going to make things worse. So I definitely wanted to put that out there. Next story, Master P, the No Limit Records CEO, ordered to pay $825,000 lump sum to his estranged wife, Sonya Miller, for spousal support and back child support. Damn. Now, you know, this has been a tricky situation. So this has definitely been a tricky situation. First, this divorce, this pending divorce, is going to even cost him even more money. But he's been ordered to pay his soon-to-be ex the entire salary that he made from season 2 of the Reels reality show Master P's Family Empire. Never had a chance to check it out. Master P has a reality show that features five of his children and you know, some of his artists, and follows himself through various you know, business ventures, and he does business ventures with the kids. It's a positive show. It's a nice show. But he's having to give all of his money that he made. That's how the judge came up with this amount. And he, like I said, he said it's going to cover back child support, future child support, and spousal support payments. This divorce has been really, really ugly. She's been accusing him of, you know, just keeping her out of the house, kicking her out. And he's saying he doesn't want her boyfriend in his house, blah, 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 blah. He's accusing her of drug use. And photos alone are not enough to say. We'll just look at some of the photos of Miss Sonia Miller. Now, the thing about these two have been together for many, many years. They've been married since 1989. Wow. Master P also has to pay $15,000 to Sonia's lawyers. Sonia used to be a rapper on No Limit. She was called Sonia C way back in the early 90s. Now, the album was garbage, but evidently how can I say this respectfully? Pussy was not, because Master P has like 9 kids. You know, the amount that he's being forced to pay right now is probably going to pale in comparison to when he has to split this joint in half and give her half of his No Limit empire. She wants, you know, 100 million of the 200 million empire that she claims that she helped create. She's saying it could not have been built without her help. 27 years these two have been married. And as I said, the split has been extremely bitter. P saying that she's a drug addict, and she's saying that he refuses to help her out financially. And at one point threatened to have her vehicle repossessed. And so 27 years, I guess she's a stay-at-home mom because she doesn't really do anything, you know, other than care for the kids. And she has kids, and I'm not taking away the whole plight of a mother and all that good stuff. But she lives in Calabasas with 7 of their kids. And I mean, you hate to see stuff like this happen, and they have grown kids and small kids as well. So we're definitely going to keep you posted as to how this goes. But as I said, very messy, very, very messy situation. Now, Radio on Fire offers a lot of original programming, and we have space available. If you have a radio show, if you have an idea for a show, contact us, radioonfire.com or yourradioonfire@gmail.com. We have weekend spots available where you can broadcast your show from our facilities here in Charles Village in Baltimore. Radioonfire.com, send an email, yourradioonfire@gmail.com. Get your radio show on the air here at Radio on Fire. For rates or other info, like I said, contact yourradioonfire@gmail.com and visit radioonfire.com. Now, there is so much going on in the world. And what I want to do is highlight each week, we're going to highlight artist here in Baltimore. And every Friday is All Baltimore Friday. Now, what does that mean? That means that every Friday, all day, we're going to be playing artists from Baltimore. That's artists from the past and the present and future artists. All Baltimore Fridays. Get your music heard on radioonfire.com. Send your MP3s to yourradioonfire@gmail.com. Subject matter, All Baltimore Fridays. We are getting your music played. Baltimore has a lot of talent, and we are definitely looking to feature a lot of Baltimore artists. As I said, All Baltimore Fridays. Send your music, yourradioonfire@gmail.com.